Are you feeling stuck in your life? Or like the same challenges keep repeating? What if the way forward isn't pushing harder, but going deeper? Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now, here's Heal to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols.
Welcome. It's been a couple of weeks. I had to take last week off from doing the live show, dealing with family stuff and a lot of grief and grieving, which I'm going to get into eventually in a series of shows, but just wanted to just sort of touch base and let everyone know that life is continuing to happen for all of us as we continue to tune into my podcast. So thank you so much for being here for the Feel to Heal podcast with myself, Sharon Nichols. And we're continuing today with the series on the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And I did three shows on the first agreement, which is being impeccable with your word. And we talked about the power of language, the words that were spoken and are spoken to us. And most importantly, the words that we speak to ourselves. So today, though, we're going to move into the second agreement. Don't take anything personally. And for me, this is one of the most freeing agreements in the whole book, in all four of them. It's also one of the hardest, because if you're a human being, which I'm assuming all listening are, you take things personally. Someone doesn't text you back and you immediately wonder what you did wrong. Someone uses a certain tone with you and your whole body tightens. Someone criticizes you and suddenly it feels like your whole worth, who you are, is now on trial, and you go into immediate defensive mode in your own head. And then someone looks at you and what you perceive as disappointment, and you start scanning your own behavior. And then someone is quiet, and you assume that they are upset with you. And this one is always my favorite one, because I've used this a lot. Because if someone cuts you off in traffic, and in Someone cuts you off in traffic. I can't even speak. Someone cuts you off in traffic, and within 2 seconds, you've decided that they have disrespected you personally. Because your whole nervous system has now just gone into overdrive. So I'm going to use this as a really great example to start. So imagine you are driving and someone suddenly swerves in front of you with no signal. You brake quickly. Your heart races. Your body goes on alert. And before you have even realized it, because this is key, you've already created a story in your head. What a jerk! They think their time matters more than mine. They saw me and they just didn't care. And how dare they? And now, for the next 10 minutes, you are having an imaginary argument with someone who's already gone, who you've already passed, or they've already left the freeway or the street or whatever. But here's the truth. You do not know actually anything about that person. You don't know if they actually even saw you. You could have been in their blind spot. You don't know if they were actually rushing to the hospital, or if they just received some terrible news, or if they were just being careless, distracted, or simply having a bad day. You do not know. This is what your mind does. It fills in the blanks. And because it filled them in with a story about disrespect, your body responded as if it were true. That is what taking something personally does. It takes another person's behavior and turns it into a statement about you, about us, about me, about we. So they cut me off because they disrespected me. They did not text me back because I don't matter. They sounded annoyed because I did something wrong. And they criticized my work because I am not good enough. But the event is one thing. The meaning we attach to it is another. In the second agreement, don't take things personally, asks us to slow down enough to separate out the two. The event is one thing. The meaning we attach to it is another. So Don Miguel Ruiz says, nothing other people do is because of you. Now, I know that's a very strong statement, and it really is. At first, it may even seem impossible to accept, because when someone hurts your feelings or it insults you, it feels personal. And when someone rejects you, it feels personal. Or when someone blames us for something, it feels personal. When someone's cold or dismissive or even cruel, it feels personal. But he is pointing out something that is so much deeper. He is saying that what others say and do comes from their own mind, or in his words, their own dream. I use the word mind. From their own mind, from their own world, their own beliefs, their own wounds, their fears, their own agreements, their own story and stories that they've been telling themselves. They are not reacting to you as you truly are. They are reacting to the perception of you, and their perception is filtered through everything that they have lived. Every time I get to this place, I am continually blown away, because I've been saying your mind is not your friend. Your mind is going to keep you in the familiar. It's going to keep creating the same thing over and over again because it's what you know. So your mind is going to keep telling you that someone else is reacting to you because of you and your behaviors, when they are reacting to you from their own mind and their own behaviors. Because if you think about it, you react to your own perceptions and your own ideas and your own experiences. So think about this. Two people can experience the same version of you and have completely different opinions. Someone may think that you are so warm and generous and wonderful, and another person may think you're just too emotional. One person may think that you are just so confident and that you have it all together. Someone else may interpret it as you're just so intimidating. Another person may think that you are quiet and peaceful and just so reserved. And another may interpret it as you are just distant. Same you, just different interpretations. So this is always my favorite question. Why? Why do we do this? Why? Because people do not see us through a clear window. People see us through their own history, their own beliefs, their wounds, their expectations, their own emotions. This is really, really important. Because if other people's opinions were truly objective facts, everyone would agree. Everyone would see you the same way. Everyone. And we know that that's not true, because they don't. Someone may love the very thing about you that another person criticizes. Someone may admire the very quality that you have that another person resents. Someone may feel really safe with your honesty, and another person can feel very threatened by it. Someone may experience your sensitivity as tenderness, and another may experience you as too much. So what does this tell us? It tells us that their response is not just about you. It is about them also. It's also about them. It's not just about you. Except what we do is we make everything about us. This is also important. This does not mean that their response has no impact. It does not mean that hurtful behavior does not hurt, or that you should pretend that you're not affected. It means that their reaction is not the final truth about your own worth. It means their reaction is not the final truth about your own worth. That is the freedom. Someone can misunderstand you, and you can still know who you are. You know the truth of who you are. Someone can criticize you, and you can still stay connected to your own value. Someone can reject you, and you can still belong to yourself. Someone can be in a bad mood, and you do not have to make yourself responsible for it. This agreement is deeply connected to emotional healing, because so many of us have learned to measure our safety through other people's moods. So we're going to take a little break here. And when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation and look at how not to take things personally, or how taking things personally can create, not taking things personally can create more peace, more freedom, and more emotional clarity for you in your life. So stick with me, stay with me. We'll be right back. And thank you so much for listening to Feel to Heal with Sharon Nichols on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
At different times in life, we can feel stuck, like our thoughts won't shut off, like we're looping the same worries and what ifs, overanalyzing everything, or replaying the same conflict in our mind. And sometimes it's not that you're thinking wrong, it's your nervous system trying to keep you safe. What feels like being too much is often just emotion that hasn't had room to be felt. On the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide Sharon Nichols blends evidence-based psychology with spiritual insight and practical tools to help you understand what you feel, shift old patterns, and reconnect with yourself. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Listen to the Feel to Heal podcast every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Feel to Heal podcast with licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols. To join the conversation, connect with our live studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send your questions or comments to SharonNichols@feeltoheal.com. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now back to the show.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for coming back. And just before the break, I was talking about how someone else's reaction is not the final truth about your worth. So many of us, you know, I'm assuming, which is agreement number three, don't make assumptions, grew up in households where we learned to look at people's faces. We learned to measure our safety through other people's moods. So if you grew up in a home where someone's anger filled the room, you may have learned to scan faces. You learned to listen for tone. You learned to notice footsteps, silences, sighs, or even small changes in energy. And you may have learned that if someone is upset, you need to fix it. If someone's quiet, you must have done something wrong. If someone is disappointed, you may feel that you're in danger. Or someone withdraws from you, you may be thinking, I'm now going to be abandoned. I really want you to know this. That was not weakness. That was adaptation. That was survival. But now, as an adult, that same adaptation or the same things that you learned when you were younger or the things you taught yourself or the conclusions that you drew with your young child mind, which wasn't fully formed, may have caused you to take everything personally. So someone sends a short text, your body says danger. Someone doesn't smile back at you, Your body says, I did something wrong. Someone changes their tone with you, and your body says, I'm not safe. And suddenly, you're not responding only to the present moment. You are responding to every moment in the past where meant something was coming. So, when Don Miguel Ruiz says, don't take anything personally, he's not saying, just get over it. He's not saying that. He is saying, please, actually that's mine, come out of the illusion that everything is about you. Come out of it. Come out of the illusion that everything is about you. And that can be such a relief. Because not everything is about you. Someone else's impatience may be about their stress. Their criticism may be about their fear. Their coldness may be about their own need to shut down. Their need to control may be about their own insecurity. Their judging and judgment may be about their own shame. And someone else's rejection may be about their own capacity, not your worth. Please don't think that for one second that I am saying that this excuses harmful behavior. This does not excuse harmful behavior. We're going to talk more about that in the next episode, because this agreement can absolutely be misunderstood. For now, though, I want you to hear this clearly. Understanding that someone's behavior is about them does not mean you have to tolerate it. It simply means you do not have to build your identity from it. I'm going to say that again. It means you do not have to build your identity from it. You can say, that was unkind. Because it was. You can also say, that does not define me. You can also say, you know what? That really hurt. And this is what also you can say to yourself. This is not proof I am unlovable. You can also say, that behavior is not acceptable, and I do not need to absorb their poison. If you think about it, we poison ourselves with our own words. That's what we talked about with the first agreement. And then we poison ourselves with other people's words. Where is there a break? Where is there any relief? Because if you take everything personally, you become emotionally dependent on everyone around you. So this agreement can actually become very empowering. Because if you do the opposite, if you become emotionally dependent on yourself, then you won't need their approval. You won't let their criticism destroy you. Because this can be so, this is an exhausting way to live. It's exhausting to be emotionally dependent on everyone around you. Because now your inner peace can depend on everyone else being kind and regulated and fair. And here's the big one, emotionally mature. You get to be emotionally mature and self-aware all the time. And I know this is really hard. I mean, I know maybe that what I'm saying is not making sense because this is just such an exhausting way to live. And I really want to help you move out of this exhaustion of constantly looking outside of yourself for validation. Because that's the counterproductive. Because we take everything personally and we're always looking for validation. And all we're doing is we're not getting the validation from others because others can't validate themselves because we're all looking outside of ourselves when the answers are within us. And I know that this is difficult because as people, we are human and we are wounded and distracted and we get on the defensive and we can be very unconscious and we carry things that we cannot even see. And we have allowed our own worth to depend on the behavior of others. And if we do that, we will never feel steady or grounded. So the most important thing here, because the practice is learning to come back to yourself. So when someone behaves in a way that stings, really, I want you to pause and ask yourself, what happened here? What really happened? What story am I telling about what happened? Am I making this mean something about my worth? Is there another possible explanation? And what part of me feels activated right now? What do I need? Because these questions can create space. So now you can then help yourself separate the event from the meaning. I have an example. I'm gonna come back to that next because we're almost at the end. So the second agreement teaches us to stop confusing other people's behavior with our own identity. And this is not easy because our nervous system loves certainty. And the mind would rather have a painful story than no story at all. Not knowing feels uncomfortable, so we fill in the blanks. We assume, we personalize, and we create our own stories. And often the reason we create is one that matches our deepest fears. So don't let your fears becoming self-fulfilling prophecies. Start looking at ways to not take things personally. Because if you can do that, if you can be kind and you can be sweet to yourself, please choose that. So the next time something stings, separate it into two sentences. What happened? And what did I feel? Thank you so much. Take care. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Feel to Heal podcast. Join Sharon Nichols again next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Be gentle with yourself this week, and we'll see you next time. yourself this week, and we'll see you next time.